The watchdog says that train operators are taking disproportionate action now against passengers who don't hold a valid ticket. The Office of Rail and Road gave the example of a traveller being threatened with prosecution for using the wrong rail card, even though it gave them the same third discount. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, campaigning for better rail services, spoke to our sister station LBC News earlier on.
The train operating companies and the nationalised Great British Railways, as is or as will be, you know, they do have a fine line to cross. It's absolutely right that, you know, they prosecute those who are deliberately trying to avoid paying for their rail journey. But people do make honest mistakes. And there are some really horrible examples, I think, of where they've been heavy-handed in dealing with people who've just made a mistake and end up prosecuting them. And it doesn't reflect well on the railway when that happens. You know, there are examples of disproportionate action. The complexity of the fares system that we have, it's insanely complex, and it's really quite difficult sometimes to work out which ticket is actually going to work on the journey that you wish to make. Also, different rules apply with different franchises, different areas of the country. So again, there's maybe scope for some unification under Great British Railways to make the whole fares system much less complex and much easier to understand. In the past, we've had situations where peak hours on different parts of the railway are defined differently. So it's hard to know whether your off-peak ticket is going to be valid, or your super off-peak, or your super mega off-peak discount, whatever it's called. Those examples, I suppose, could be, you know, unified, regardless of whether the franchise or the operator is nationalised or still in the private sector. One of the concerns we have is that in simplifying the railways, they might simplify away the cheapest tickets. We want those bargain fares to remain, and Lord knows we need them when the overall cost of rail travel in this country is so outrageously expensive. Simplification must not be used as a backdoor for jacking up prices even further.
Blimey, he's so right, isn't he? That was Bruce Williamson from Rail Future talking to LBC News. He's absolutely got the right idea. The price of rail tickets in this country is eye-watering. You know, I mean, I could fly to Barcelona and back from, I don't know, Stansted, probably three times for the same price as it would cost me to travel.